Shalom, and welcome to A Word from Paul. That's me. I'm director of Come to Zion Ministries and Inspired Faith Broadcasting. And last week in the introduction, I said we were going to continue on with some teaching, but this week something has come up that I think that needs to be repeated. And I talked about it on our radio program, which is on for 2 hours every day, Saturday night through Thursday night in the Americas, and Sunday through Friday in the rest of the world. And it's live from Kiryat Yam. We have staying with us right now a gentleman named Carl. He's 85 years old. He's Jewish. He's an Israeli citizen. He's been a believer for 63 years. He became a believer while he was in hiding in Holland, like Anne Frank was during the war. And the only book he had to read was the Bible, and he was reading it over and over again, and he finally came to faith thanks to Isaiah 53. Well, he comes and stays with us every once in a while, and he's staying with us now, and he's become part of our family, and he's staying here at Come to Zion Ministry Centers right now. And, of course, as we sit and talk and eat, we talk about things, and what else to talk about while you're eating but food. And he used to talk about how when they lived in Europe, when he was growing up as a kid, his mother would buy a chunk of beef liver, fill up a pot with water, and boil the beef liver in the pot. Then when it was all good, nice and done, they would cool it off and then put it in a bowl of water in the refrigerator and went then. When they wanted it, they just slice off some thin pieces and have it in a sandwich or however they wanted to eat it. Well, I got to tell you, look, I like liver and I like it broiled and I like it cooked on the charcoal. I like chicken livers and I like my wife when she makes the chopped chicken liver. But as he told me about this liver, all I could think of is, yuck, that's all I could think of. What a way to eat liver. I mean, cold, boiled in water with nothing on it, no garlic, no nothing, just plain liver. And you keep it in a refrigerator in a bowl of water so it doesn't dry out. And when you want it, you take it out. And every couple of days, you change the water. Well, it does not sound appetizing to me. Well, he talked about it quite a few times, and every time he talked about it, I had the same reaction. This just doesn't sound good. I don't think I want to eat this kind of stuff. Well, right now as I'm speaking, we're getting close to Passover. And so we had to go pick up some lamb and a lamb bone at a store that sells lamb. So we went there. And while the butcher was cutting us off the section of lamb that we wanted to use, I looked behind me in the case, and there's this big chunk of beef liver sitting there. Now, I'm used to having the liver sliced into nice slices and throwing them in the broiler, like I said, or on the charcoal grill. But all of a sudden, I said, Carl, you said you like this stuff. I'm going to buy you a piece of liver. So we got a chunk of liver cut off. I wouldn't buy a whole liver. I mean, I got to tell you that it just didn't sound good to me at all, the way he wanted it fixed. It sounded miserable. I didn't want any of it, for sure. Anyway, we got home, and that evening I boiled it for him, and I cut it in half, and I put half in a bowl of water and took it over to the refrigerator here in the ministry center so he could have it if he wanted it whenever he wanted, and I left half in our refrigerator at our house. Well, that evening, I kept thinking about this liver sitting there in the refrigerator in the water. And I didn't have very pleasant thoughts about it. But about 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and I could hear this liver calling me from the refrigerator. Now, you know what? I've woken up at night and had my wife's brownies or chocolate cake or something else call to me in the middle of the night to come eat some, which we all know is not healthy to do, but we do it once in a while. But to have liver calling at me at 1 o'clock in the morning saying, give me a try, come on and taste it, give me a try. Well, finally it got so bad I had to get out of bed, go to the kitchen. I took this piece of liver out of the water, stuck it on a plate, and I'm looking at it. And I'm just thinking, this has got to taste terrible. It's got to be yucky to eat. Well, I sliced some thin slices off, put a teeny bit of salt and a little bit of mayonnaise on it, and ate it. And it was delicious. So I sliced a little more and ate it. And it was delicious. It was really, really good. Now, why am I telling this story about boiled liver in a cold water in a refrigerator? Some of you out there, as I've been describing the liver, have been saying the same thing I said. Yeah, I don't even want to hear about this. I don't want to try it. I don't want to taste it. It must be terrible. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Well, in everything that happens in our life, God teaches us a lesson. And I'll tell you the lesson that I learned from this piece of liver that I really didn't want to touch, I didn't want to cook, I didn't want to have anything to do with, but it turned out tasting wonderful, I mean really good, and it makes a great sandwich. What did God teach me from this? Many times when reading His Word or when praying, the Holy Spirit will tell me to do something, direct me some direction, and I'll right away say, not for me. I'll read something, and it'll point me in a direction that I need to go for the Lord, and I'll think that it's very distasteful. I will think that I don't really want to do this. I don't even want to try it. I don't want to taste it. I don't want to think about what you're telling me, Lord. It's distasteful to me. It goes against what I've learned, Lord. It's gone against what I have learned. And you know what? It's hard to go against what has been so indoctrinated into us as we were growing up. One of these things for me, of course, was coming to Yeshua. It was distasteful to me to even think about coming to Yeshua as a Jew. All I knew is for 1900 years, my relatives were murdered and killed and raped and burned and stolen from and thrown around from country to country because of a guy named Jesus and in his name. So it was distasteful for me even to think his name. Well, I've been a believer now for almost 9 years. And guess what? It is honey to my lips. But in the beginning, I didn't want to go near it. It was distasteful. It went against every soul and fiber of my body and my mind. But I tried it. Now this, why am I bringing all this up? Many of you have grown up going to certain denominations and being taught, this is the way it is, it's not this way. This is the Christian way, not this way. If you do this, you're being legalistic or you're Judaizing. It's not the Christian way. But a lot of you out there are starting to learn something. You're learning that what you are being taught is not exactly, it's not ringing exactly true. You are walking away from your churches. You are turning away from the teachings, but you don't know where to go because the other way you're taught is distasteful. It's not the way to go, you're taught. And you think about it, whoa. The Sabbath being on a seventh day, not on Sunday, how distasteful for me. I've been taught that it is on Sunday, and that's the Christian way. And then the Holy Spirit comes to you and says, hey, I'm your guide, I'm your comforter, Yeshua, Jesus, did the Sabbath on the seventh day, not on Sunday, but on Saturday. And you say, but this is distasteful to me. This is not what I have learned. Well, you have to take a bite of that liver, folks. You got to try it out. You got to see what happens. Because I know one thing, that every time you follow what God tells you to do, he blesses you in some way more than the blessings that you've already got. And that's the way our Father works. Through Jesus, through Yeshua, he blesses us. And a lot of things are going to come in front of you that are going to feel distasteful. You're not going to want to do it. You're not going to want to think about it. But my suggestion to you is try it. It may turn out to be honey to your lips. It may turn out to be one of the best things that's happened to you in your life. So I ask you to think about it the next time the Holy Spirit talks to you about things like this. The next time you end up in a conflict between what you think you should do because something new is being taught you and all these things that make you feel like it is a distasteful thing to do. Take a bite of that liver. Give it a try. It's calling out to you, God's word, to follow the life that he tells us to live. Faith without doing God's will is worth nothing, folks. And trying to work God's will without faith is also nothing. It is a complete package. It's a total thing. I have to do the whole thing that God wants. I have to show my love for him by being obedient to his word. Where's his word from? It starts in Genesis, it ends in Revelation. Yeshua said, "What the Father is in me. I don't speak my words, I speak the Father's words." Well, listen to what he's telling you, folks. There is a way of life involved here, a road to walk, God's holy highway. God's holy highway that will come to Zion with joy and singing. And it takes away all sorrow and sadness. I beseech you, my brothers and sisters, give it a try. Take a bite out of that what you feel is distasteful and what you have been taught is distasteful and see how it tastes. And that's what I call the liver lesson. And I thank Carl for teaching me this. Now, I want to tell you something. My brother Carl has taught me one other wonderful thing. There are many, but I'm going to talk about one more real quick here. Carl, who's been a believer for 62 or 63 years, who's 85 years old, learns something new from the Lord every day. He anticipates learning something new every day. He waits for the new teaching every day that the Lord gives him, raising him up even higher. Hallelujah. What a lesson. What a lesson he is to all of us. Thank you, dear Father, for bringing a man like Carl into our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening to Paul's Word this week. And tune in again next week, same station, same time, for some more of Paul's Word. And we do have a teaching schedule we're going to get in. But when something comes up that needs saying, we're going to say it in the meantime. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. And join us again next week. If you have anything that you would like to comment on or like to talk to me about, simply send me an email at paul@inspiredfaith.org, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have. paul@inspiredfaith.org. Blessings and shalom.